There was some big news that came out of Argentina earlier this week, and it could impact the wheat markets. Kim, let's talk about the president-elect of Argentina.
Well, he's promised to do away with the export taxes for the grains in Argentina. You look at wheat, that's 23% tax on wheat, a 25% export tax on corn, and a 35% export on soybeans. Reports are that the producers have been holding back their commodities. One, for inflation, you know, it's a hedge against inflation, but two, all through the election, the president-elect has said that he would do away with these taxes, so they're holding off so that we can get export demand and then get higher prices. Now that, on those soybeans, they're talking about they've got, a third of the last year's record crop in storage. They've been storing those in silo bags, by the way, and I thought that's pretty interesting on how they're doing that. The word on the street is, if that tax done away with, that the wheat acres could increase as much as 31% next year. We'll just have to wait and see what happens, but it looks like it's coming on. But that should already be factored in the market.
Okay, so all of this news really may not have an effect on the wheat price.
Well, I think it'll have some impact. There's always, they anticipate, but you don't know what's going to happen, what degree it's going to happen. So I think it's been factored in to a certain degree, but it will still, at least on the short run, have a negative impact.
Let's talk about some of the prices that are factoring into this.
Well, if you look at where prices are now on wheat, they're the lowest since July of 2010. You look at corn, July of 14, they hit this bottom, came back up. But you go back to July 2010 for corn prices to get this low. Soybeans, you got to go back to 09 and 10. They were down in 09, came up just a little bit, and then back down in 10. Canola prices are just low now, and there is no bid for canola right now in Oklahoma, either new crop or old crop. But if you look at the canola futures and Canadian canola prices, they're up about $1.10, $1.15 from harvest. So our harvest price was around $6. That'd get them up to around $7 to $7.25.
There's some cattle out on wheat right now. Let's say the wheat price stays where it is, or where it is, or possibly drops. Is there a point where cattle producers, wheat producers say, I'm going to give up on the grain option of this wheat, I'm just going to feed out cattle?
Well, I think this year's decision on whether to graze are out or not is going to be mostly dependent upon the cattle price. Wheat prices are relatively low. They could go a little lower, but I think the big risk is in cattle prices, because wheat prices are already down near the floor. Right. Cattle prices, they're on a downtrend. We know that over the next few years they're going to continue lower. It's just how they're going to do that. So one, the decision is do you have wheat pasture to graze? Two, do you already have the cattle on hand? And three, what's the risk that price is going lower?
And all of this decision needs to be decided before first hollow stone.
Well, I think that right now, if they've got the cattle, they're going to keep them till the January, February time period. Then that's the time that they're going to have to say, do I carry them on or do I part company with them?
Okay, but right now the market doesn't, or the wheat market, there's no indication either way.
I don't think the wheat market will be a factor in your cattle graze out decision right now.
Okay, Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.